Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of EastEnders. It's a BBC soap opera that's crossing the ocean this weekend. After its first episode, it will be seen five nights a week. The premiere is hosted by a popular British personality, and it's not Alistair Cook.
British comedian Tracy Ullman will be popping up on a lot of public TV stations this weekend. She'll be trying to sell Americans on the virtues and appeal of EastEnders, a British soap opera that's starting a minimum one-year run on American public TV. EastEnders is about the residents of London's working-class East End, and it's England's most popular program, getting more viewers than Dallas and Dynasty combined. And at the outset of the movie-length premiere episode, Ullman is quick to point out why.
Gone are the corporate giants, shyster lawyers, and malevolent moguls. Instead, EastEnders focuses on everyday people and gritty issues like unemployment, teenage pregnancy, rape, and suicide.
But let's not kid ourselves here. EastEnders isn't too far away from Dallas, except in terms of geography. The central couple who operate the local pub are a working-class version of J.R. and Sue Ellen Ewing. He schemes at business and cheats on his wife, and she drinks a lot and has affairs of her own. They even have a young daughter who's like a Cockney version of Lucy Ewing. She dresses in micro miniskirts and has eyes for every guy at her parents' bar, even the young stock boys.
Give us a drink.
Mm-mm. You're too young. Besides, I'd have your old man down on me.
I hate this sort of party. Well, it's all old people, isn't it? Would you like my new outfit?
Yeah, it's terrific.
Dad reckons the top's too low cut. You know what parents are like. He still thinks I'm a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him to put some decent music on.
Yeah, it might brighten things up a bit.
They'll probably dig out the old Carpenter records.
There are more than 20 regular characters running through EastEnders, and I do mean running. The pace of EastEnders, compared to American soaps, is like the difference between regular tape speed and fast-forward. In the first half hour, there's a murder, an affair, an unexpected pregnancy, and a fistfight. And, of course, lots of verbal arguments. Like this one, where a woman who lives in her mother's home tells her that she and her unemployed husband are bringing home a surprise.
Yes, Mum, we're having a baby, and we're glad. And if you can't be glad for us, well, it's too bad. Because we're having a baby because we want it. We are having the baby. We, not you.
Yeah. Who do you think you're shouting at then?
You!
Well, just you remember, all of you, this is my house.
So?
So, because of all this ruction, I've missed me bingo. Now, get out me way.
That last line, by the way, had something to do with rapture and bingo. The Cockney accents are pretty rough at times, but it's a little like Shakespeare. Even when you don't understand the word, the inflection helps a lot. And so, in the initial episode, does Tracy Ullman.
Later, we're going to hear Ethel ask if everyone is having a lie-in. She means sleeping in late. Allie likes to chuck arrows, throw darts. Someone's dole is their welfare check. Fags are cigarettes.
The last time I can remember a TV show that sent out a glossary with its promo material was Shogun, which soon had viewers across America repeating simple Japanese phrases like domo arigato. If EastEnders catches on here, it could do the same thing for Cockney, because the slang is quite colorful. Sometimes it's even poetic. My favorite phrase is, a cup of cold sick, the most polite term I've ever heard for the word vomit. Having seen only 1 week's worth of EastEnders, I can't judge how good it is. In Cockney terms, I can't say it's brill, but it doesn't look like a bench set of tools either.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.